There are on record numerous incidents in which dogs have shown an almost human sensitivity. More startling than these, however, is the strange and tragic story of a dog, Hamlet, whose awareness, whose perception, proved to be nothing less than superhuman.
In the daily routine of the Rockwell household, where Hamlet the dog made his home, there was only one event which succeeded in arousing him from his customary brooding lethargy. That was young Ruth Rockwell's return home from the City College each afternoon. And so, on that fatal evening in November of 1929, when Ruth came into the house with a strange, preoccupied expression and an unnatural glint in her eyes, Hamlet jumped up from his favorite spot before the fireplace and came bounding toward her. But the girl ignored him this time and walked straight upstairs to her room. When she had removed her coat, she sat down at her desk and began to write.
And I know it will be a terrible blow to you, and you will grieve for me. But even though I am dead, don't think that you will never hear from me again. Every night, at exactly 9 o'clock, I will try to come back to you.
A few miles away at the Curtis airfield, a young flight instructor was warming up his plane, preparing to take off. He was to give Ruth Rockwell her first lesson in night flying. And at length she appeared and took her place behind the dual controls. When the plane had risen several hundred feet into the air and was circling over the field, Ruth Rockwell suddenly climbed up on the cockpit cowling. While the instructor gasped in horror, she stepped calmly out into the empty blackness and went plunging to her death. It was early the following morning when her grief-stricken father found the note lying on the pillow. With tears streaming down his cheeks, he read it aloud to her mother. And then he folded it and put it away. That evening, even though they knew that she was gone forever, as the hour of 9 approached, both of them found themselves growing tense and expectant. Mr. Rockwell and his wife would have spoken if they could, but that was impossible. For both knew that now they were awaiting something. As the clock began to strike, they leaned intently forward, their every sense alert. Nine strokes, and it was then, at that very moment, that the dog Hamlet jumped suddenly to his feet, bounded toward the door, barking wildly, his tail wagging, exactly as if he were greeting someone who had just entered.
He's never done that before, except when Ruth walked into this room.
From that night on, throughout the weeks and months that followed, the same remarkable thing occurred. They had no choice but to conclude that somehow Ruth had kept her promise. That though they themselves were unaware of her presence, still she had returned in some mysterious form. A form incredible but true.